He who has an ear, let him hear. Join me, Abigail Christian, for healing moments as we experience truth and listen to our Heavenly Father. In this time of worldwide turmoil, who are you listening to? When you face time of disease and sickness, who do you listen to? When you are struggling for provision, who are you listening to? When life is hard and you face anxiety, confusion, fear, and mental illness, who are you listening to? Are you listening to our Heavenly Father, or are you listening to the media, family, friends, or to the father of lies who accuses, condemns, and deceives? The father of lies comes to kill, steal, and destroy. During all our times, we need to have ears that hear our Heavenly Father's heartbeat. One of my fondest and earliest memories is of my earthly father laying with my ear pressed close to his chest, being held by him and hearing the steady, faithful beat of his heart, to know his love and protection, to feel safe in his care, to know his presence. My father was right there beside me, and I could rest in his arms and never be alone. My father was with me, like our Heavenly Father is with us, Emmanuel, God with us. It is important to hear the voice of our Heavenly Father, because he is a good father. But what a delight it is not just to hear his voice, but to be very still and listen to his heartbeat. Have you heard the heartbeat of your father? Do you hear the heartbeat of God? A heartbeat of love, protection, and faithfulness, beating for you with a steady thump, 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 beating on and on, beating with his dreams for us and his loving kindness, beating with his protection for our every step, beating, I love you, I love you, I love you, beating, I will be with you, I will be with you, I will be with you, beating, you are safe, you are safe, you are safe. Let us rest close by his chest, hearing his heartbeat for us. Jesus spoke about listening to his voice in the Bible in John chapter 10. He said that he was the good shepherd and that his sheep listen to his voice and obey it, that he calls his own sheep by name and leads them. When he brings them outside, he walks on before them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will never follow a stranger, but will run away because they do not know the voice of a stranger or recognize their call. If we believe and receive Jesus as Christ, we are his sheep. He cares for us as a good shepherd, and we know and listen to his voice. Today, in the midst of unrest, let's listen to the voice of the good shepherd. Are you listening today and your heart is troubled? You are not sure what is coming next. You have lost a loved one to sickness and disease. You are dealing with sickness yourself. You have lost your job. You are fearful and have only bad news. You are longing to hear a whisper of hope. Jesus is calling. He is calling you to listen to his voice. Our Heavenly Father is speaking and longing for you to be still and listen to his heartbeat, filled with love and hope for you. His heartbeat filled with good desires for your future. Listen to the Good Shepherd who wants to give you life and more abundant life. Pray with me today and listen for the heartbeat of our Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to open my ears to hear you today. Lord, let me listen for your voice and heartbeat. Jesus, you're my good shepherd, and you go before me. I pray that I will know you, and that I will not listen to the accuser who comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but that you would give me life and more abundant life. Heavenly Father, let me hear your heartbeat for me, beating with your love, beating with your grace, beating with your protection, beating with your provision, beating with your peace, beating with your mercy, beating with your hope, beating with your desires, beating with your faithfulness, beating with your loving kindness, beating with truth, beating with redemption, beating with healing, beating with deliverance, beating with salvation, beating with restoration, beating, beating, on and on, with a steady beat throughout all eternity. Yes, Lord, let me hear your heartbeat. Father, I thank you for your goodness and grace. Heal me, Father, with your truth while I listen to you. Father, give me ears to hear. I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Good Shepherd. Amen. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, for Healing Moments. May you listen and hear the heartbeat of the Heavenly Father for you today.